This is how this stuff starts. This is an illustration. This is the way the Democrat playbook in 08, and actually it's been underway for a while. And it's the illustration here, folks, is just how partisan supposed objective media people are. You know, I've got a website, and I've got a radio show, and I've got a phone, and I have people who answer the phone. And if they read something like this, I've been on the air 19 years, 19 and a half, well, a little bit over 19. Just the blanket acceptance of this, knowing full well that Media Matters takes things out of context all the time, the blanket acceptance of this, and then running with it full speed, is an illustration of what I have been drumming into people's heads for years. The drive-by media is as partisan as any organization out there. They hide under this notion that they are objective, but they've got an agenda, they have their narratives, they have their templates. With anything fits the narrative, whether it's true or not, i.e. the Duke rape case, you go with it. You run with it. You make the mess. This is why they're called the drive-by media. You make the mess. They drive in, they shoot things up, create all kinds of mess, get in a convertible, head back down the road, and it's left to people like me to clean up the mess that they make. And they make messes every day, over and over and over again. So the reason for spending this time on this is to illustrate that that is how this happens. This organization is a front group for Mrs. Clinton, as is so many other organizations out there that engage in these kinds of smears. We got one more soundbite here from the floor of the House. This is Frank Pallone, a Democrat from New Jersey. Here's a portion of what he said.
Yesterday, House Republicans offered a motion to recommit condemning MoveOn.org for its advertisement stating that General Petraeus had betrayed us. I'm wondering if they'll show similar outrage over statements made yesterday by conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh. Yesterday, Limbaugh called service members who support a withdrawal from Iraq phony soldiers. Is Limbaugh serious? I wonder if Republicans who showed so much outrage towards MoveOn yesterday will hold Rush Limbaugh to the same standard. And I wouldn't hold your breath.
You shouldn't hold your breath because there's no standard to hold me to. In the sense that you're talking, I never said what you think I said, Congressman Pallone, Congresswoman Schakowsky, Senator Kerry, or any of the rest of you in the drive-by media. I was talking about a genuine phony soldier. And by the way, Jesse McBeth's not the only one. How about this guy, Scott Thomas, who was writing fraudulent phony things in the New Republic about atrocities he saw that never happened? How about Jack Murtha, blanketly accepting the notion that Marines at Haditha engaged in wanton murder of innocent children and civilians? If anybody owes anybody an apology, the entire Democrat Party, from Hillary Clinton on down, owes the U.S. military an apology. They owe me an apology, and they owe the American people an apology.